Hi there. Here's another outside-the-box human being who certainly took a road less traveled. Today's topic is seeing purple. Whenever I hear people say it's impossible to live frugally in New York City, I think of Adam Purple. The fact that he was decked out in purple for many years, contrasting with his long white beard, was just one of his many special features. Although he has a less than memorable given name, he became Adam Purple to the people of New York City. He also went by Reverend Les Ego, and occasionally General Zen of the Headquarters Intergalactic of Psychic Police of Uranus. Purple, who came to New York in the early 1970s, figured out how to live a sustainable lifestyle in perhaps the least sustainable city in the U.S. He moved into an apartment at 184 Forsyth Street on the Lower East Side. When the owner abandoned the building in 1976, other tenants left, but Purple stayed on. Even when all utilities were cut off in 1981, Purple remained. He collected water at fountains and fire hydrants, scavenged wood for heat and cooking, ate throwaway vegan food, and composted his own human waste. His ecological footprint was mighty small. He collected bottles and cans and used his income of about $2,000 a year for two luxuries, a phone and a daily cup of coffee. Purple, formerly a teacher, read prolifically and amassed a library of about 3,000 books, undoubtedly all castaways. He wrote one published book, a collection of meditation games that he called Zentences. About 600 copies were printed, one of which, measuring just 1 inch by 1 inch, is held in a special New York Public Library collection. He also maintained an archive of articles about him and his projects. His most notable project was what he called the Garden of Eden. This was a circular garden begun in 1975 and eventually growing to about 15,000 square feet. It was all handmade by clearing out the rubble from five vacant lots next to 184 Forsyth. He replaced the toxic soil with compost and horse manure, which he hauled by bicycle from Central Park. The garden included a yin-yang symbol in the middle, surrounded by bushes, flowers, and fruit trees. The city of New York did not appreciate the garden as much as the neighborhood. Sadly, the garden was bulldozed in 1986, despite strong community opposition, including mysterious purple footprints that appeared around the city. It was replaced with low-rise housing. Then Purple himself was rousted from his building in 1998 to make way for housing for people with hearing disabilities. Again, he didn't go quietly with legal suits and more community outrage at the city. Despite the loss of his garden and then his home, Adam Purple remains committed to his way of life. His work has not been forgotten. National Geographic had a large spread on the garden just before its destruction, and photographer Harvey Wang recently did a show of his photos of the garden and Adam Purple. Now in his early 80s, Purple continues to live his austere lifestyle somewhere in the city. Where he lives is a mystery, but he's left a legacy of projects and ideas that won't be easily forgotten. Does Adam Purple's example inspire you in any way? I'm Larry Danziger, proud to say that purple has always been my favorite color.